Hello everyone, my name is Troy, and I'm very honored to be here today to share you a writing experience of Evie Ngo. She is a first-year student at DePaul University. And hi, Evie Ngo, can you share a little bit about yourself?
Hi Troy, hi everyone, my name is Evie, and I'm an international student from Vietnam. Currently, I'm taking Professor Sun Nguyen Nu's first-year seminar class, Ruin in Rebegetting. And it's I have a lot to say about a class. Hope you like it.
So today I would like to hear more about your writing experience. It can be the success, the failure, your philosophy of writing. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, question number one. To you, what is writing?
I believe writing is the type of output. Everything you read, you hear, or you see, that's the input. And you transform it into something of your own, and you express it out by writing or speaking. And writing is a form where you have more time to choose the words, to be to hone your grammar or hone your sentence, more like a meditation than speaking.
Oh my goodness, I love how you illustrate writing as a meditation of speaking.
Yeah.
Can you explain me more about what you mean of the meditation of speaking?
It means like, in order to be a good writer, you really have to question yourself and you have to focus, and it's a time for you to reflect. So speaking, because of the speed, it's fast. So you have to move fast and you don't have much time to reflect. But writing, you have a lot of time, and in order to write good, you have to focus. And that's all about meditation. Focus, be in a moment, and reflect.
Oh, okay. Now I get what you mean. So to you, a good writer is the one who can reflect, who can meditate, who can ask good questions. So for you, do you consider yourself as a good writer or?
I can say I'm a dedicated writer, but I'm not sure that I'm a good writer because there's still a lot of things for me to learn in international writer where English is not my mother tongue. I can say it's even more difficult than a native student, but I can say I'm very serious about whatever I write. I cannot stand to submit anything that is so unthoughtful. Everything I write, even though it's not good, it may be grammatically wrong or like even not a very good diction, but I always give my best to it. And I spend a lot of time writing. For one essay, I usually spend 20 to 24 hours. It means like a week just to write a 3 to 4 pages essay.
That is awesome. I really admire how you say that you really put your thoughts into the essay, because I know that a lot of students, they really like let the grass grow on their feet. That means that they wait until the deadline to work on the essay or the piece of writing. And they just like grab all the things they have into like 1 or 2 hours. So I think that's insane. I really like how you say that in order to write well, you have to really put your thoughts into it. So for you, what do you like the most about writing? I mean,
I actually enjoy the process of writing. I enjoy it and hate it at the same time because it's very painful. It's, like I said, it takes a lot of time, and sometimes I don't want to write it. I want to do something else. I want to cook. I want to hang out with friends, but I can't. And I have to stick to the writing only. So it's kind of painful, but at the same time, after every essay, because I put a lot of effort in it, after every essay, I feel I grow a little bit in terms of a writer and a speaker as well. Because like every time I speak or every time I write, I think carefully about the diction to choose, and I tend to do it slowly in order to make sure that I convey everything I mean and in a concise way. So I like it the best. But it's really painful.
I also have that love-hate relationship with writing. I mean, I really love writing, like the process of it, how we really transform our thoughts into kind of just those words, but they are so powerful. But I hate it at the same time when, for example, there are too much deadlines, I have to rush, I have to really stay up the whole night is just like an essay. So I really have that love-hate relationship. Now I think that I'm really curious about your experience right now, because you say that you're in Professor Sununu's writing class. Yeah. And you know what? Like, Professor Sununu is very famous on DePaul campus. And do you think that that class really benefits you as a writer?
It definitely does. Like, just give you a brief idea on our first week. Second week in class, we already have to submit an essay. And that essay is about own poems. We compare two of them. When I come to her and complain, like, oh no, professor, it's too difficult. I just want to do, like, well, if it's only one poem, it's going to be easier. And she said, yes, because it's easier, so I don't let you do it. Like, after every essay, I feel like, girl, because you have to write your essay two times, at least. The first time, she'll give you feedback, and you have to rewrite it. And if you suck, at your rewrite, you have to rewrite the rewrite.
Oh my goodness. That's painful.
And she's very careful, and she's so good at what she's doing. So she can tell you what's the matter, what you did wrong, with even just a comma, a period, or a space, or a dash. Not just words. And if you write to her 3 pages of essay, she'll give you 3 pages of feedback.
Ooh, are you serious?
Yes, she does. And she spent a lot of time with you. Like, if you have questions, you can come to find her anytime, because I feel like she lives in her office. She doesn't have an office hour because she literally lives there.
And I also think that Professor Sununu thinks that way, that she really gives you feedback and helps you improve day by day. Mm-hmm. So for you, do you have any recommendations for people who struggle with writing? I mean, you know, as international students, I know a lot of friends, and for example, from Vietnam, when they come here, they study at DePaul, they just avoid all writing classes. Like, they avoid as much as possible because they just hate writing. They feel like they cannot express their thoughts, their words, and it's just a painful process. So do you have any recommendations for those people who struggle or who just think that they are not a good writer?
I think they just have to do it. There's no other way. Maybe you can convince yourself, like, you don't need writing, but actually when you go to work, you need that a lot. I talk with a lot of alumni, and they say that what made the DePaul students stand out is our ability to write clearly and communicate, like, concisely. In order to become a good writer, I think there is only two ways. Like, first, you have to read more. Read extensively. And second, you have to write more. That's it.
Thank you so much. I really, really want to deliver your words to those people. I really appreciate how you share your experience. And the one that really stood out to me is writing, is the meditation of speaking. So thank you so much for coming today. And I just wish you all the best on your writing process, on your writing journey. Good luck, Evie. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That's the end of our podcast today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.